Now, Jesus had some incredibly unsettling things to say about what sort of faith is required for us to enter into heaven. I mean, incredibly unsettling. So, with your faith in the state that it's in, are you in or are you out? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Can I ask you a question? Your faith, is it alive or dead? Is your faith in Jesus vibrant and real? Or do you just rock along to church on the odd occasion? Well, you know, it feels like you're just going through the motions. Well, if it's the latter, there's a reason for that. Here it is, James chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. My brothers and sisters, if a person claims to have faith but does nothing, that faith is worth nothing. Faith like that cannot save anyone. Suppose a brother or a sister in Christ comes to you in need of clothes or something to eat, and you say to them, God be with you. I hope you stay warm and get plenty to eat, but you don't give them the things that they need. If you don't help them, your words are worthless. It's the same with your faith. If it's just faith and nothing more, if it doesn't do anything, it's dead. In this age of consumerism, all too often, many approach their faith as consumers rather than as disciples. It turns out that there's a world of difference between those two. Consumer faith is a hollow, empty, unfulfilling, dead faith. It's no faith at all. Sadly, it's all too common. But a disciple's faith, well, that's completely different. It's a doing kind of faith as well as something that lives in your heart. And although it may cost you everything, it's vibrant, real, and alive. The bottom line, faith without works is dead. So, how's your faith? Dead or alive? That's God's word, fresh for you today. The thing that I'm most passionate about in doing what I do is seeing your life radically transformed by God's Spirit and His Word. It's that combination that brings faith to life. And that's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll also immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.